Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, Marks and Reese, we're back. Howie Roseman, the best of. He joined Angelo and company this morning. We'll do that at 4 o'clock. So that's coming up. He had some interesting things to say, and Angelo was still asking him about the Jadeveon Clowney hit, too. Mm-hmm. And we kept that in there because he gave an interesting answer that we'll talk about, and that's at the very end of the interview. But Howie Roseman coming up at 4 o'clock.
He just can't let the hit go.
Who? Angelo?
Angelo, he
cannot.
His first thing on his mind.
Yeah, you could tell that was he could ask one question, it would have been that one. He's still fired up about that. All right, so, Ike, before there was Walter Cronkite, Peter Jennings, Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, Ted Koppel, locally with Jim Gardner. But now we have Jack Fritz. So this here is Headlines with Jack Fritz. It's the ins and the outs of the sports world and beyond with Jack Fritz. Here's Headlines.
All right. So Joel Embiid fined $25,000 today for flipping off Kevin Huerter and cursing in his post-game interview.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid. That's 25 grand for Joel Embiid. You know, I will say, Huerter, you deserved at least a forearm shiver to the throat for doing that yesterday.
That's it?
Yeah, you deserve something. But, you know, I'm just saying, he didn't need to come steal the ball from Joel Embiid. But Joel Embiid, because you shot that three-pointer the prior time down at just to get 49, they didn't want you going for 50 in a blowout. So you kind of brought that on yourself.
Yeah. And then he flipped him off, no surprise.
Well, you know you deserve the fine because you can't flip off somebody.
And then he cursed.
Especially on – I mean, everyone sees it.
Yes, we all saw that, yes.
But he also – again, he used profanity on live television. And the NBA said in the fine that was part of the reason.
Yep.
I mean, he just –
He's a Maverick, man.
This is – oh, my God.
Maverick Joe.
The whole Maverick thing.
I love it. Maverick Joe.
He's going December Carson on the whole league.
Yeah. Yeah, sure he is. No, I mean, this is what you're going to get with Joel Embiid. He better win because the dude is just – he's not a professional. And, you know, like, it's one thing to flip off a guy, which you shouldn't do. It's another thing to continue to use profanity at press conferences and on live TV. It's just unnecessary and it's stupid. And I can't take it. I can't stand it.
As it is Ash Wednesday, the Pope issued a statement today.
Uh-oh.
And he said, for Lent, people should give up trolling other people.
Was this a specific Twitter troll or just in general?
Just trolling people in general. The Pope weighs in on the trolling. Trolling has gotten so out of control that it's reached that level.
It has, but sadly, I don't think it's going anywhere. People like yourself, Jack, you're going to always be a troll out there.
Yeah. Well, someone's got to troll someone.
Yeah, as other people. You know, the Boppy twins, Elliot Santalegiglio Parks and Joe Santalegiglio Parks. The hell would they do if they weren't trolling people?
Yeah, the headline reads, the Pope asked Catholics to give up trolling for Lent, and he gets trolled twice as hard.
That's usually how trolling goes when people complain about the trolling.
Yeah,
so.
But like, here's the thing, right? Like, who cares? Why do you have to give up trolling? What does that even mean, give up trolling? Like, what do you care if someone's going to troll? Just ignore it.
I think he was trolling.
He was trolling? Jack was trolling? Or
no,
the Pope was trolling?
No, the Pope was trolling.
The Pope trolled me?
Well, anytime you ask people to do something that isn't all that popular on Twitter, you have to know the type of responses you're going to get.
So the Pope,
it's Twitter.
The Pope was trolling?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I think he's trying to get on the Art of the Take podcast.
There you go.
The FCC announced today that they received over 1,300 complaints about the J-Lo and Shakira halftime show. 1,300.
Oh, come
complaints.
On, man.
The only thing that surprises me, it was only 1,300.
Well, yeah, when you really think about it, 1,300 out of the amount of people that watched.
That watched? Yeah, 13 million.
Nothing. Yeah, that's nothing. Well, what would it take to – I don't remember what the ratings are, with how many people they said watched. Well, what would it take for it to be 5% of the audience? Like, how many people would that be based on how many people they say watched?
Well, there's 100 million. There's 100 million watching.
Oh, well, hell, 100 million watching? You got 1,300 complaints?
It's not a bad day.
Oh, that's nothing.
They're complaining.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah, the FCC's 90, trolling. 99.9 million viewed in the United States.
Yeah, you got 1,300? Hell, we get 1,300 complaints here at the station.
Yeah, it's nothing. That's literally nothing.
Yeah.
And they couldn't. Now, see, here's the thing with the FCC. They can decide something's indecent, right? It's cut and dry when someone uses profanity or if there's nudity like there was with Janet Jackson. I don't think they're going to do anything about it. It wasn't crazy.
All they care is that it was talked about. They don't give a damn.
You're correct, Ike.
Yeah.
L.A. Football Club owner, which is the soccer MLS team out in L.A., owner Larry Berg, on the next 10 years of the MLS, soccer will vault past baseball and ice hockey to be the number three sport in the USA. We've been hearing this since the 1980s, and it's never been true. And I anticipate it'll never be true going forward.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree with you. Although...
I mean, it is.
Soccer is growing. It's probably growing slower than they hoped it would, but.
European soccer is definitely.
It's growing, yeah. It's growing.
People watch a lot of European soccer. The problem is the MLS isn't European soccer. And I like the Union. I'll go down to a Union game. If I'm flipping through and they're playing, I'll watch them, but.
I don't think it'll get to the level of baseball or hockey, but it's already grown more than it was 20 years ago.
It has, but yeah. This whole thing where, like Jack said, I've been hearing they've been saying this forever. Yeah. Like, oh, it's going to be more popular than football. Now they're centering it to be hockey and baseball.
Yes,
they're tempering their expectations over there.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, even still, it's like, you know, hockey may be closer. I mean, baseball still has a huge audience, right? I mean, people still watch a lot of baseball. Maybe in 50 years. With baseball.
Yeah, I don't know. There are a lot more people playing soccer, for sure, in youth leagues.
Of course.
No, what I'm saying is whether or not it becomes a sport that people want to watch that to that regularity, I don't know if it's ever going to get to that.
Right, because it's always been more people play youth – more kids play youth soccer than anything, but it doesn't translate into when they're 35 years old watching.
And people watching it. Well, that's what it boils down to.
Right.
Yeah. Who's going to watch it and what advertisers are going to spend money on it.
Right.
John, this is going to really upset you, but the XFL ratings fell more than 23% last week.
Ah!
I saw it.
It's not going well.
Still outdrew the Baylor-Kansas game, number one against number three. So, yes, it's went down significantly since the opening week, but still it's not doing terribly. If I was Vince McMahon, I'd be a little bit worried that I just wasted another couple $100 million.
Oh, I wouldn't be worried at all. See, here's the thing. They were never going to sustain the viewership they got in the first week. That wasn't going to happen. Everybody's intrigued.
Correct.
So you were going to have a drop-off. No, the true test is, were you at late in the season, and then you come back next year and see where those ratings compare to this year. You got to build this thing for the long haul. It's a slow build. You're not gonna wow everybody with the XFL in this first year. You're not going to do that.
Brick by brick.
You want to get them intrigued, and then you got to figure out how do you improve it. Remember all you guys? You laughed at the Big Three. You mocked the Big Three the first year. They made some changes after the first year. They did some things differently. Not as many old players. Started getting a little more few players that are recognizable, names that are recognizable. They made changes. Then they got on FS1. Like, you got to slow build this thing.
Well, I mean, to your point, I'm surprised that the Big Three actually looks like it can be a league that.
I mean, for summer basketball?
Summer
basketball, yeah.
Kind of is what it is.
You got to know your lane. Don't overextend yourself. And just be happy with that slice of pie from the end of February to the end of April. Be happy with it. You're not taking anybody away from the NFL. What you're trying to do is steal some of college basketball and NBA and the beginning of baseball. You're trying to steal some of their viewership.
Well, I think they've done enough to where we're still interested, right? Like,
it's still being talked about.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm looking at it.
We're still.
I'm not going out and buying an XFL jersey.
Yeah, but you are live tweeting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been following the live tweets. And I'm like, come on, Ike. I get that it's football, but it's not. Football.
No, I'm good with it, man.
No, I do live tweet it when they make nice plays.
Yeah.
I like live tweet it. What else am I doing on a Saturday and Sunday?
No, the Saturday games were good this past week.
What else am I doing?
They were entertaining.
Jack, if I get one good game out of the two, see, the problem is they're going to need to add to more quarterbacks. See, there are quarterbacks that were out there this year that didn't want to join in because they've heard nothing but bad things about the XFL. If this P.J. Walker thing starts to gain a little bit, then you're going to see guys say, you know what? I can use the XFL to try to get back in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
All right, coming up, Howie Roseman with Angelo this morning.
I might come back and play.
Yeah.
Wow. So can we break that news on the show?
But
it happened right here first.
I also want some of the older guys, like the Chad Johnsons. But when Chad Johnson kept wanting to get back in the league, but he couldn't. I'm not saying the 45-year-old Chad Johnson. I'm saying 37-year-old Chad Johnson.
No, guys that have made money aren't playing in the XFL.
I mean,
guys that made money aren't playing in the XFL.
If they put a team in Phoenix, maybe Larry Fitz will be on in a couple of years.
No,
not in his 40s.
Coming up, Howie Roseman, live from Indianapolis with Angelo, answering the tough questions next with Marks and Reese. Don't go anywhere. Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, online marks-jewelers.com. We'll get to everything coming up. Howie Roseman is next.
Hey, FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. Now, they got all the bets you could want. They got a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every day, and once you win, they get you your cash back fast. Now, if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, now's the time, because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. Now, that means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. My apologies for last night. Toronto didn't necessarily handle business like I thought they would. But I told you earlier in the show, if it's one thing I know, it's Philadelphia on the road. Take the home team. Give me Cleveland plus the 8 points tonight in Cleveland. Philadelphia on the road in professional basketball. Yeah, that seems like a safe bet to me, Jack. Now, to claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use promo code Ike so they know that we sent you. Again, that's promo code Ike, that's I-K-E, to get your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.